朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
To the Jews, this is a stumbling block for him, and for the Gentiles, this is foolishness.
但是对我们这些信的人来说，基督永远是神的智慧，是神的能力。
But for all of us who believe, Christ is always the wisdom and the power of God.
所以保罗说，我钉的志向在你们中间，不传别的，不知道别的，只有耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
So Paul says, I determine among you that I will preach no other than Christ crucified.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹不要误会，以为十字架就是肉身受苦哈。
And I don't want brothers and sisters to have this misconception that the cross is just physically we're suffering.
所以江弟兄有一次讲到的时候，他说很多人以为说，当你面临抉择的时候，一条路是受苦的，一条路是容易的，就一定是受苦的那条路是神的旨意。
So Brother Stephen Conwell once shared that, you know, a lot of time brothers just come to choices and they see a path of suffering or path of joy, and they figure the path of suffering must be God's way and the path of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是苦行僧的思想。
And this is a self-mutilation, the thought of self-mutilation.
所以很多人虐待自己，以为这样子就可以表达他爱神。
And so people mutilate themselves to declare to themselves, "Yeah, I love God this way."
我很喜欢一位年长的弟兄讲，他说我们舍己。
And I really love this older brother there when he said, "When we deny ourselves,
一点不比殉道容易。
It's not any easier than to martyr for God."
弟兄姊妹，有时候外面被砍个头，其实有时候，当然我也不要说大话哈。
I almost kind of boasted too much. Maybe, you know, being beheaded is not such a big deal.
有的时候还容易。
Sometimes actually it's easier.
要在这个人面前，我要舍己要爱他，真的是要了我的命。
But before this kind of person, I got to deny myself. It's going to take my life.
弟兄姊妹啊，舍己。真正十字架的意思不是叫人受苦，而是叫人得到基督。
The purpose of the cross is not suffering, but to lay hold of Christ.
如果在我苦难的经历里面我没有得着基督，这叫做白白受苦。
In the process of suffering, you have not laid hold of Christ, then you suffered in vain.
有人为了效法基督是在外面效法，他睡觉的时候他就从来不用枕头。
And some people want to imitate Jesus, so when they sleep, they never use a pillow.
人家问他说为什么，他说因为耶稣也不用枕头。
People ask him,Why? They said, because Jesus never had a pillow.
人家又问他说，圣经上哪里讲的？他说，人子不是没有枕头吗？
And then they said, where is it in the scripture? And they said, well, then the scripture said they had no place to rest his head.
年长弟兄就提醒他说，你圣经没有读清楚，圣经上没有说耶稣没枕头，是耶稣连枕首的地方都没有。
And the scripture did not say that he did not have a pillow, but he had no place to rest his head.
有一个人买伞，他不敢整个伞遮住，他要凿个洞。
And when this one man bought an umbrella, he did not want to buy a perfect one. He wanted to find one that had a hole in it.
然后他觉得总应该受点苦，所以又撑伞又凿个洞又淋一点。
He feels that he needs to suffer a little bit, though he's under the umbrella, but the rain's got to fall through just a little bit.
有人去买菜，他专门挑那个烂掉的菜，不挑新鲜的，因为他说要为主受苦。
And some people when they go shop for groceries, and they would pick the semi-rotten fruits because they want to suffer for Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们对苦的误会。
This is our misconception and notion of suffering.
不要白白吃苦，不要自找苦吃。
Don't suffer in vain and don't go look for suffering.
上次我二哥来，他很爱喝咖啡哈，他请我跟一个教会的长老一起喝咖啡的时候。
My second older brother, when he came and visited us, and he really loves to drink coffee, so he invited me and another elders from another church.
他就叫了 double espresso, double shot.
He ordered a double shot espresso.
然后他一点糖都不加。
And he did not add a bit of sugar.
那个长老就很佩服他。
And that elder really admired him.
我哥哥正要讲吃得苦中苦，方为人上人的时候。
And just as my brother was going to say, those who suffer will be the head of Above all.
我就教他冷水，我说这个叫自找苦吃。
And then I said, you're looking for suffering on your own.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣叫我们走十字架的路。
And when Jesus calls us to walk the way of the cross,
十字架对我们之所以苦，是因为要舍己。
The cross is difficult, it's hard because we have to deny ourselves.
但是当我们真认识十字架是进荣耀的必经之路的时候，
But when we truly realize the cross is the only way into glory,
当我们真认识我借着十字架跟基督有更深的交通和连结的时候，
That through the cross, I may have an intimate fellowship with Christ.
当我知道我在十字架的经历里面，让我能够更享受圣灵的丰富的时候，
When I know that in the experience of the cross, I may experience the fullness of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，十字架对我们来说再也就不是一件苦的事情。
And then the cross is no longer something that is hard.
我们心里面会宝贝所有的十字架。
And we would treasure all the things that are the cross.
借着它，我们与主连结。
That through it, we are connected with the Lord.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
真实十字架的经历一定带进复活。
The true experiences of the cross will bring about resurrection.
而复活或是生命，是我们真实十字架经历的明证。
And resurrection or the signs of life is a sign and a testimony that the cross is.
所以不再是我不是神的目的，乃是基督才是神的目的。
No longer I is not God's purpose, but Christ is God's purpose.
倒空不是神的目的，充满才是神的目的。
To empty ourselves is not God's purpose, but to be filled is God's purpose.
拆毁不是神的目的，建造才是神的目的。
To take down and to destroy is not God's purpose, but to build back up is His purpose.
神永远是一个爱的神，是一个积极的神。
Our God is always a God of love, and He's always proactive.
所以因为我们对十字架有错误的认识，所以我们害怕，我们逃避。
So because we have a wrong concept of the cross, so we're afraid of it, we run away from it.
我们有很多的方式在那里受苦，我们在那里忍受。
And we endure, we suffer.
但是基督告诉我们，
But Jesus tells us,
真实的十字架，
True cross,
一定带进生命的，
Will bring life.
所以保罗说，死在我身上发动的时候，
So when Paul says that when death is activated in me,
我身上就能够带着基督的生，
And I may bring about the life of Christ.
而且当死在我身上发动的时候，
And when death is activated in me,
生就在别人身上发动，
Life is activated in someone else.
真实的死一定有复活的，
True death will bring about resurrection.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们蒙召，我们这次大会的主题经文彼前二章二十一节。
So brothers, we are called 1 Peter chapter 2 verse
22。他说：“你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。”亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里讲到我们蒙召原是为此。
And we are called for this very purpose.
那为什么呢？
Why?
那上一节就是告诉我们这个答案了。
That tells us the answer of the earlier verses.
叫我们是为着主能够因行善而受苦。
And for good works that we may suffer for this on His behalf.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，今天这个地上有一个非常错误的教导，我们称它为成功神学。
And there is a very erroneous teaching is called a successful theology.
好，今天。 这个 prosperity
theology
啊，这个是现在在基督教里面非常的流行。
It is actually very popular in Christianity today.
哦，信耶稣一定得健康，信耶稣一定财富丰富，信耶稣一定脱离贫穷，啊，用各样各样的方式叫人啊来到教会。
If you believe in Jesus, you'll be rich, you'll be departed from poverty, and you're going to have perfect health.
刚才贝教授已经说过了，咱们基督徒的命是很好的命。And
our sister Barclay says that we as Christians, we have a wonderful life.
信耶稣本来就是蒙福。And
we as Christians, we will be blessed.
但是今天我们不是在这里追求世界上外面这些东西。But
we are not searching and seeking after the worldly stuff.
这些讲成功神学的很少很少讲基督耶稣并他钉十字架。And
those who preach prosperity theology seldom talk about Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
20多年前在 菲律宾那边有一个 El Shaddai Movement， 伊丽莎代运动。
20 some years ago in the Philippines there was this El Shaddai Movement.
那个时候就是成功神学。
And this began this prosperity theology.
他们教会成长得非常快，很短的时间就上百万人。
The church grew very, very quickly in a very short time and into the tens of thousands.
他们重复的教导就是很简单。 把你的钱奉献给教会，
And their repeated teaching was very simple. Offer up your money to God.
你不管向神要什么，神都给。
No matter what you ask of the Lord, the Lord will give it to you.
所以他们整个会场里面，他们叫他们先奉献。
So they asked entire congregation offer first.
底下，你如果穷的话，把你支票簿举起来向神祷告。
If you're poor, Lift up your checkbooks and pray to God.
哦，神会祝福你，让你的银行存款一直增加。
God will bless you and cause your bank accounts to increase and increase.
你如果想到美国去，把你的护照举起来，神会给你 PR。
If you want to go to America, lift up your visa, then you'll be approved.
啊，生不出孩子的，带一块布来，然后回家放在床上，你会生孩子的。
And if you cannot have children, bring a cloth.Put it back on the bed when you get home. There will be a baby someday.
弟兄姊妹，这是好像在《圣何塞 Mercury News》上面登出来的。
And this was actually posted in San Jose Mercury News.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个人的心被迷惑，被错误的带领。
The hearts of men are deceived, are led erroneously.
我们以为祝福都是看得见的。
And we think that blessings are all those things that only can be seen.
神的确会在外面祝福我们。
Yes, God does bless us from the outside.
大卫才会说：“我若不在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠。”
So David says that if I did not see the goodness of the Lord among the living, I would have lost my heart.
但是我们的动机、我们的目标、我们所坚持的都不是外面的东西。
But our motivation, the things that we hold fast to, are not the outward stuff.
我们要的是主。
We want the Lord.
他给我们留下的脚踪。
He's given us a path.
好，为着神。
For God.
他把一切都献上。
He offered up everything.
好，为自己一无所求。
For himself, he asked for nothing.
任何的环境。
Any circumstance.
从人来看是辛苦的。
From man's perspective, it's difficult.
而从认识神的人，从属灵的角度来看，他每一步都是荣耀，都是生命，都是喜乐。
From those who understand from God's perspective, every step of the way is glory, is joy.
我求主坚固我们在做软弱、最近在难处中的弟兄姊妹。
And I ask the Lord to strengthen those of you who are among us that are weak and that are struggling these days.
约伯说：“借着苦难，神开通我们的耳朵。”
And Job says, "Through suffering, my ears are open."
我希望我们在苦难中，我们听见的是羔羊的同在，他的安慰。
And I pray that in your sufferings.You would hear the comforts of the Lamb and you would be comforted.
我们希望我们在受苦的时候，我们能够听见神对我们最深处说话。
And that when you're suffering, the Lord would be able to speak to the depth of your soul.
让我们知道他在做什么。
That you would know what He is doing.
让我们在这里得到他的安慰和鼓励。
That you would be comforted and be encouraged by Him.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们要跟随羔羊的脚踪。
So brothers, we need to follow the footsteps of the Lord.
不要去羡慕外面的。
But don't go admire the stuff on the outside.
你看这种成功神学，这种成功追求发展的这个思想，在小孩子的玩具里面都是这样。
And this type of prosperity theology can be seen among the toys that the kids play.
我十几年前跟这个于师母回台湾去看他小弟的时候。
A few years ago, Sister Nancy and I went back to.Taiwan to visit her younger brother.
那他弟弟那个小孩大概才三四岁。
And they had a little child, a son that was about 3 to 4 years old.
哦，他一看到我们那种，神经，我是咸蛋超人。他说他是咸蛋超人，咸的鸭蛋。从日本学的哈，咸蛋超人。
He comes and he says, "I'm a salty egg Superman." Some super character in Japan that he learned from.
我光连这个名字我就想笑，我根本不佩服他。
I wanted to just laugh when I hear that he declared that he's such a superhero, and I didn't admire to be that.
哦，他那个骨头细成那个样子，他就秀肌肉给我看，我是咸蛋超人。
He was skinny to his bones, but he was, you know, posing and saying, "I'm Superman."
哦，他可以做任何事情。
He said, "I can do anything."
我说你能做什么
？He said, "What can you do?"
哦，他就爬到沙发椅子上，我是咸蛋超人，就跳下来给我看了。
He jumped onto the sofa and leaped off the sofa and said, "I'm Salty Egg Superman."
我就故意求他，我说你推这个桌子给我看。
I said, "Come and move this table for me."
他在那啊，这个老半天推不开了。
He said, "He couldn't move the table."
啊，就是什么呀？天上的神就是嗤笑我们这些自以为是的人。
Our God in heaven.Last of those of us who think that we're something.
所以诗篇第二篇说到地上的君王臣宰一起联合起来，来反对神，说没有神。
The Psalm chapter 2 says that the kings and the rulers of this land rose together to mock that there is no God.
圣经上说到神在那里嗤笑他们。
And then the scripture says that God laughs.
神根本不需要解释的。
God doesn't need to explain himself.
神根本不需要证明的。
He doesn't need to prove himself.
神就是笑一下的。
God just laughs.
愚昧的人就是愚昧啊。
Those who are foolish are indeed.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，神今天给我们的一条路是卑微的路。
But God's given us a humble way.
啊，中国话说“睡满而腰垂”啊，就是这个 weight。当他真正有食物的时候，他反而腰是 bent， 这个是弯的。没有关系啊。
I don't know the reference.
没有关系，弟兄姊妹，我们今天一个人生命真丰富的时候，你就看不见他在这里高升。
But when our life has actually reached its full stature, you will see that that man is no longer elevated.
这是羔羊的道路。
That is the way of the lamb.
他越走越低。
He walks lower and lower.
但是神就把他越升越高。
And then God raises him up higher and higher.
当我们越卑微的时候
，the more humble we become.
弟兄姊妹，神在我们中间要做奇妙的事情。
God's going to do marvelous things in our midst.
所以我们走跟随耶稣走这条荣耀的路啊。
So to walk this glorious way with Jesus,
虽然门是窄的
though the way is narrow,
路是小的
and the way is hard,
找到的人也少
and it's, those who find it are few,
但是所有走这条路的人
but everyone who walks along this way,
他越走就越有丰盛的生命
and the fullness of life increases,
他越走里面就越充满了喜乐
and the joy overflows,
而且他决定越走越被荣耀充满
and he walks to the point where glory fills him,
因为他知道这条路太荣耀了
because he knows this is the way to glory,
因为他是羔羊的同伴。
This way is glorious because he's.
哦，今天很多人往大道那个门的路，门是大的，路是宽的。
And those ways that are broad and are easy.
你今天到所有的downtown去看，都看到 Broadway.
Everywhere you go, if you go to any downtown city, you'll see the word Broadway.
啊，世界上赚钱的金融区都叫 Broadway.
And all those ways that you can earn a lot of money are called Broadway.
啊，生命的路是 narrow gate, narrow gate.
But the ways of the of life is a narrow gate.
啊，圣经上翻译都说 difficult is the way, 这条路是难的。
And the scripture says difficult is way is the way.
门是窄的，路是小的，找到的人也少啊。
The narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way, and there are few who find it.
但是却是荣耀的路。
But it is a glorious way.
所以我们看见那么多人跟着耶稣。
So we see many people following Jesus.
有人是病得医治。
Some people were healed from the illness.
有人是治病得饱。
Some people were satisfied.
有人是看见他行神迹。
Some people see the miraculous sign.
哪里晓得当耶稣在地上到了最后一年的时候
？Not to say the very last year of Jesus' life.
耶稣说，人子要往耶路撒冷去，在那里受害。
And so Jesus says, the Son of Man will walk to Jerusalem.Suffer harm.
人要杀他，把他钉在十字架上。
Man will slay him and crucify him on the cross.
你就发现围绕耶稣旁边的人就开始一批一批的退下去了。
And then you discover that groups and groups of people began to depart from camp.
哦，一直到耶稣上了十字架的时候，没有一个人跟着上去。
And then when he was actually on the cross, no man followed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们多么希望今天主耶稣在这里呼召我们。
Well, how we pray that when Jesus calls us today,
不是光只是享受主恩典的人。
That we are not simply people that receive this blessing,
而是跟随羔羊，成为羔羊同伴的人。
But we would be followers of the Lamb and be His companion.
这一般人跟基督最亲了。
These group of people are closest to him.
不要以为只有我们需要耶稣。
Do not think that only we need Jesus.
耶稣需要我们。
Jesus needs us.
当我们肯陪着他走这段路的时候
，and we're willing to walk with him.
弟兄姊妹，那是一条荣耀的路。
It is a glorious way.
历史历代以来，一代兴起，一代过去，一代兴起，一代过去。
Time and time, generation and generation, they come and they go.
都有一些倾心爱主的人被主兴起来，陪着羔羊走一段路。
There are those who are companions of the Lamb, they're simple-hearted, they just follow and walk with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是最后一段路了。
Brothers and sisters, this is the last leg of the
story. 有时候我看见一个受苦的神的仆人说，他在苦难中，他想到他要陪羔羊走这一段路。
I met a servant of the Lord. He is suffering for the Lord, and he, whenever he thinks about the fact that he's walking this last leg with the Lord,
他里面就得到力量。
He was strengthened within.
你像我们讲到走这条路。
And when we talk about walking this way,
我从信望爱三个角度来讲。
I want to look at it from the perspective of faith, hope, and love.
啊。这个前天德雄弟兄上来做见证，还没讲，大家就给他拍手。
A couple of days ago, our brother Anthony came up to give a testimony. Before he even spoke a word, you guys applaud him.
他自己都愣在那边。
He was actually dumbstruck.
啊，我在底下讲了一句话，你们没有听到就是。
And I said something down there. You guys didn't hear what I said.
人家说传道人上台以前，人家就给他鼓掌的话，这是表示对他有信心。
And when a preacher comes up and before he speaks and everybody claps, he said everybody have faith in him.
啊，讲到一半给他鼓掌，是为了他下半场。给他鼓励。
And in the middle of his speech, everybody claps for him. It means that they're encouraging him for the second half.
虽然你前面讲坏了，我们对你还有盼望，加油。
Though you messed up in the beginning, but we have hope for you in the end. So, buck up.
等你下台以后，人家给你鼓掌，这表示人家对你的爱心。
And when you come down, when you're done, and people clap their hands, it means that they have love towards you.
讲砸了没关系，再接再厉，下次再来。
You messed up. But it's okay. I'll try harder next time.
所以很多时候我在外面讲完道，人家给我鼓掌，我都叫他们不要鼓掌。
So every time after I give a sermon and I'm out off traveling, and everybody would clap their hands for me, I said, "You guys don't do it."
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，我们真的是感谢神。
But do we thank our Lord?
他把信心给我们，爱心给我们，荣耀的盼望给我们。
He's given us faith. He's given us hope. He's given us love.
走这条路一定要有信心。
Brothers and sisters, to walk this way, you gotta have faith.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背。起他的十字架来跟从我。
He says, "If anyone decides to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
请大家注意，每一个人都有自己的十字架，因为耶稣说背起他的十字架。
And everybody has their own cross because the Lord says, "Pick up his cross."
第二个，每一天都有。
Secondly, every day.
因为是天天背起啊。
Because every day you got to pick up your cross.
我们今天没有背十字架，我们就浪费了今天。
If you did not pick up your cross today, you wasted today.
第三个，主耶稣从来不强求人走十字架的道路。
Thirdly, Jesus never forced anyone to walk this way.
他说，若有人要跟从我。
He says, if anyone desires.
第四件事情，他讲到他的目的。
And then it talks about his purpose.
他的目的不是叫我们受苦。
It's not for us to suffer.
乃是叫我们起来跟从他。
That we would rise up to follow him.
跟随耶稣是很喜乐的事情。
It is a joyous thing to follow Jesus.
的确，外面有的时候会有很多的苦难哦。
A lot of times there are oppositions and difficulties on the outside.
但是里面却是荣耀的。
But internally we know there's glory.
所以我们需要有心灵的眼睛被开，我们需要有属灵的眼光来看这件事。
The eyes of our hearts need to be open. We need to have spiritual eyesight to see these things.
外邦人认为是愚拙的事情，我们却知道是一件智慧的事情。
When the Gentile says this is foolishness, you need to know this is wisdom.
这叫做信心啊。
This is faith.
我们借着信心。来走主的道路。
And by faith we walk the ways of the Lord.
第二个，我们因着荣耀的盼望。
And secondly, for this glorious hope.
为着那个极重无比、永远的荣耀。
For this exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
我在这里列了两节经文，他说：“如果我们和他一同受苦，就一定和他一同得荣耀。”
And I listed two verses, and if we suffer with him, we will be glorified with him.
保罗接着想，他说：“我想现在的苦楚。”若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
And so Paul says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
他告诉我们，这个苦是现在的，只有今生有的。
So this suffering is just but now; it's only for this life.
见主以后没有苦了。
After you see the Lord, there's no more suffering.
舍己背十字架，只有今生才有的机会。
Denying yourself and picking up your cross is only but this lifetime.
为主受苦，只有今生有；见主以后没有了。
To suffer for the Lord.But this life, when you see the Lord, no more opportunity.
所以在这里告诉我们，这是一个现今的，而且这个苦的确是有。
And so the Lord tells us that it's now, and that you will suffer.
但是比起将来的荣耀就不足介意了。
But in comparison with the glory that is to come, it's not comparable.
林后四章十七节说到，这自善自轻的苦楚要为我们成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17 says that this temporal suffering is but for a moment.It will work for us an exceeding eternal weight of glory.
都说到这些人带着荣耀的盼望。
That all these people came with a glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，盼望很重要。
It is important to have hope.
很多人告诉我们，人自杀是因为他失去了盼望。
A lot of people said that people commit suicide because they lost all trace of hope.
一个没有盼望的人就没有动力。
A person that has no hope.Has no strength to move.
一个没有正确盼望的人，他就不可能有正确的人生标杆。
A person that does not have the right hope does not have the right aim.
当我们活不出我们所盼望的，其实我们就是在浪费我们的人生。
We cannot live out what we hope for, then we're wasting our lives.
所以求主把那个荣耀的盼望放在我们里面。
So we ask the Lord to place that glorious hope inside of us.
知道我今生所做所行都是为了那个日子。
That everything I do for this life and this life is for that.
知道有一天那个荣耀的早晨要临到我们。
That glorious dawn is going to come.
所有的眼泪要被擦干，所有的担子要从我们身上除去。
All the tears are going to be wiped away. All of our burdens are going to be taken off.
很多人是生下来就开始等死。
And a lot of people, they are born. The very first day that they're born, they're waiting for death.
很多基督徒在等候大灾难的来临。
And a lot of Christians are waiting for the great tribulation.
就像 Dr.Campus 讲明年五月二十一号大灾难要临到，世界要毁灭。我们不是等候大灾难，
someone,
我们是等候见主啊！
The persecution is coming. We're not waiting for that. We're waiting for to see our Lord.
那是一个荣耀的盼望，让我今天活得有力量。
And it's a glorious hope that we would have strength to live this day.
我1991年到德国去出差的时候，我出去17天了。
1991, I went to Germany for a trip, and I was gone for 17 parenting day.
那那时候我的孩子还很小哈 ，Aaron 才刚过四岁 ，David 刚过六岁。
My sons were very young. Aaron just passed 4, and David just passed 6.
啊，我不晓得跟 Aaron 怎么讲17天。
But I didn't know how to tell Aaron, I'm going to be gone for 17 days.
所以我就画了一个格子，一共17个格子。
And so I drew a box, and it has 17 boxes inside of it.
我说每天晚上你们要睡觉之前呢，就在一个格子上打个叉叉。
So every time you go to bed tonight, you put a cross in one of the boxes.
当你把这个叉叉全部打完的时候，爸爸就回来。
And when you put a cross in every single one of these boxes, Dad will be home.
啊，结果我到了德国才两三天，那个 Aaron 就在电话里面，我说：“爸爸，我所有格子打完了，你为什么你不回来？”
And I was in Germany for about 2 days, and Aaron calls on the phone and says, "Daddy, all the boxes are filled with crosses. How come you're not home yet?"
啊，我记得那张我一定要保留起来，老了给他们看，现在不晓得收到哪去了。
And I actually stored that piece of paper somewhere, and I wanted them to see when they're all grown up.But I can't find it right now.
哦，在台湾当兵的人就算馒头，还剩下几个馒头可以离开军营。
And so those who are soldiers in Taiwan, they count the buns that they have.
那我儿子是儿子借着打叉叉等爸爸回来。
So my son, by making crosses, he waits for dad to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是消极的等那个日子来。
We are not waiting passively for that day.
我们带着荣耀的盼望预备那个日子。
There's a glorious hope preparing for that day.
彼得劝我们要更加殷勤呢。
So Peter says, be even more diligent.
让我们可以丰丰富富的进神国。
That you enter the kingdom of God in fullness.
那天我们进荣耀的时候是充满了喜乐，充满了这个荣耀。
When we enter into glory, we are filled with joy and filled of glory.
最后我们因着基督的爱。
And then lastly, by the love of Christ.
我们受着主爱的激励。
And we are encouraged by the love of our Lord.
那我们起来活着，不再为自己活。为替我们死而复活的主。
We rise up and we no longer live for ourselves. We live for Him who has died for us.
而且加拉太书二章二十节说到我们常常讲前一句不再是我乃是基督。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Oftentimes we quote the first half. No longer I but Christ.
他后半段说我如今在肉身活着，是因信神儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
But then the verse goes on and says, the life which I now live in the flesh.I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
一方面我们信他。
On the one hand, we believe him.
一方面他那个舍己的爱激励了我们。
On the other hand, his sacrificial love encourages us.
不管我们多软弱。
No matter how weak we are.
他都可以坚固我们。
He can strengthen us.
不管我们曾经堕落多深。
No matter how deep we've fallen.
他都愿意赦免那些真心悔改的人。
He's willing to forgive all those who truly repent.
不管多么艰难的路。
No matter how hard the way.
他都可以成为我们走路的力量。
He could be the strength for the way.
不管我们痛苦多深。
No matter how deep our pain.
他都能够擦干我们的眼泪。
He can wipe away every tear.
我两个礼拜以前吃饭的时候。
A couple of weeks ago at lunch.Or at a meal.
我看到一个基督教的网站叫做 GodTube.
I saw a Christian site, a website called GodTube.
他寄来一个短短的四分多钟的一个影片。
In about 4 minutes, there was a short video that was presented.
叫做 Must See, 你一定要看。所以我吃饭的时候我就看。
And then it says Must See, so while I was eating, I said, "Oh, I must see it."
他讲到1992年。在巴塞隆纳奥林匹克运动会上
，In 1992 in Barcelona during the Olympics，
啊，有一个400公尺的比赛
，There was a 400-meter relay，
啊，四百亚
，A 400-yard race。
当一开始起跑的时候，所有这些选手，这些都是各个国家的精华。
And when the gun went off, all the elite of every country began to race，
像飞鹿一样，全部冲出去。
They jumped off the blocks。
啊，其中有一个叫。Derek Redmond.
And there was a particular racer, a runner. His name was Derek.
Derek Redmond.
Derek Redmond.
当他跑到250亚的时候
，He was around the 250 yards from the starting.
突然一下子腿筋整个撕裂拉伤了
，And he tore his leg muscle.
他倒在地上
，He fell down.
我看见他痛苦的表情，他抱着他的腿。
He was in agony. He was in pain.
整个脸都是那么痛苦的流血，他在那里几乎哭的。
And you see his face. He was on the verge of tears.
那是担架队伍马上进场要把他抬出去。
And so the emergency crew came and they wanted to help him.
当你晓得靠近他的时候，他突然一下子站起来。
But not to know that as they were drawing close to him, immediately he stood up.
他就用一只脚开始跳。
And he began to hop with one leg.
好，弟兄姊妹，他忍着痛，他用一只脚跳。
And with his pain, he endured. He hopped.
那个旁白说，他知道他虽然不能够 finish with the first place， 他不能够用第一名来结束他的跑步。
The narrator in the background says, though he knew he cannot finish that first place，
but he decided to finish the race， 他决定要跑完这个
程。But he decided to finish this race。
弟兄姊妹，当他一只脚跳又那么痛苦，跳到最后没力的时候
，and when he hopped along that one leg， he was absolutely without strength and he was in severe pain。
突然在观众席上有一个矮矮胖胖的一个中年男子冲下来
，and then you saw。A young or older gentleman who was short and who was a little chubby, running off the stadium.
他不管周围警察的拦阻干嘛，他就冲到场地里来追着这个人。
The security was trying to block him, but he ran past the security. He ran toward that runner.
当 Redman 充满着失望、充满着痛、充满着疲倦的时候
，and when Redman was completely full of pain and he was despaired.And he didn't know how to go on.
他突然感受到后面这个人。
And he felt this man come upon him.
他回头一看是他的爸爸。
He turned around, he realized it was his dad.
他整个手抱着他的爸爸。
He turned around and embraced his dad.
然后他放声大哭。
And he wept out loud.
他整个疲倦的身体压在他爸爸的身上。
And his exhausted body clinged onto his father.
他的爸爸跟他说，你不需要做这样子的事。
His father says, you don't need to do this anymore.
他说 no, 他说我要跑完。
He says, dad, I gotta finish.
他爸爸说，好，那我陪你跑。
Dad said, "Okay, I'll run with you."
他爸爸就叫着他，他们就一步一步的跳。
So Dad carried him, and they hopped along the way.
到了终点，最后两三步的时候，他爸爸放开他，让他自己跑。
And at the finish line, his dad let him go and say, "Son, go forward."
弟兄姊妹，虽然他没有第一名跑完全程
，but he was not first in that race.
但是全场65,000人全部站起来为他们喝彩。
But all the spectators stood up and they clapped for him.
那我很感动的。
I was touched.
就是在这个影片上面的旁白。
And it's the narration along this video.
他说任何时候。
Says anytime.
当我们从跌倒的里面，我们想要爬起来的时候。
You want to get up from the place where you've fallen.
我们亲爱的父神永远是第一个过来帮助我们。
Our heavenly Father is always the first one that runs to us.
他要帮助我们跑完我们当跑的。
He will help us to finish this race.
他永远是我们的力量，是我们的安慰，是我们的福气。
He's forever our strength, forever our comfort.
弟兄姊妹，不管你曾经受过多大的伤害，
no matter how great of a harm you've suffered，
不管我们曾经在主的路上有多大的滑跌
，no matter how hard you've fallen along this way，
多少的虽然我们整个人生的计划因此而破坏
，perhaps your future and your future plans have been。Ruined entirely.
当我们真正肯起来跑完前程的时候
，But if you're willing to get up and finish this race,
你会发现那个不改变的爱
，You will discover this unchanging love.
永远不放弃我们的爱
，This love that will not let you go.
我们的主永远在旁边，是成为第一个过来帮助我们。
Your Lord will be the first one that will come to embrace you.
他的肩膀是我们可以依靠的
，His shoulder is something that you can lean on.
他的了解跟鼓励是我们可以跑完全程的。
His understanding encouragement will allow you to finish your race.
是的，就算我们不是第一名跑完
，Yes, though we may not be the first，
但是我们却这么光荣的跑完了。
But we will run and finish it gloriously。
弟兄姊妹，加油
！Run, sisters, be encouraged。
在苦难中，我们仰起头来仰望他。
In trials, lift up your heads and look to Him。
所以希伯来作者劝我们要仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The author of Hebrews says, "Look off to the author and finisher of our faith."
彼得、保罗提醒我们，我们活着。要为那位爱我们的主而活着。
So Paul says, "Live for the one who loves you."
那我们再用施布真的话说，只要这个讲台还在，只要还有人来聚会，我们永远传耶稣基督。
As Spurgeon says, as long as this pulpit exists, as worshippers still comes, we will always preach Jesus.
没有一个跟随耶稣的人。
Not a follower of Jesus Christ.
他不会蒙恩，不会蒙福的。
Will not be blessed greatly.
没有一个跟随耶稣的人。
Not a person who truly follows Christ.
他的生命不会被主改变的。
His life will not be changed.
没有一个跟随耶稣的人。
Not a person who truly follows Christ.
他的价值和功用不会被他提升的。
His value and his function will not be elevated.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工， 带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。